February, over 300 people gathered on Town Moor. Sledging turned into a rowdy party with no social distancing involved. Onlookers described the partygoers as becoming increasingly stupid and drunk as the night wore on. We spoke to a Jesmond resident and student who wishes to remain anonymous about his experiences of the night.
First thing I heard about the Town Moor, I saw on people's Snapchat stories that people were sledging down there and it looked good. People were drinking. It was mostly young people. It didn't seem that rowdy. I only got there midway through the day at about 2. I was there with my house because we had been studying all day, so it was nice to relax and go sledging. And then when it got dark, there was 4 police when we arrived. 4 more arrived. What I would say to people that are upset by my actions is I was just chilling with my house, distance from everyone else, and I was just sledging. I've not really done anything wrong. And if I can't go outside, I'd just be scratching the walls.
We also spoke to George Beaver, a resident of Jesmond, about his views of the Town Moor party.
And I was just shocked, really. I was utterly lost for words, to be honest, looking at it. I couldn't believe it. It's disappointing because, you know, we all want to be out of this mess sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. And to see that, it's a bit of a kick in the teeth, especially when you followed the rules to the letter since last March. There's an increasingly alarmingly number of people who are against the lockdown now and, you know, kind of sod what we did in the first wave, kind of want to do what they want. And that's what's worrying. Look, I don't hate anyone who's broken the rules. I don't actively, you know, dislike them or want to slate them. They just need to realise that it's not fair.